Class 3, Subject Literature. Topic: The Story of David and Goliath. Good morning to all my dear students of Class 3. This morning I am going to tell you the story of David and Goliath, which is taken from the Old Testament, a part of the Bible. This story teaches us a lesson of courage, faith, and how to overcome what seems impossible for us. The story goes like this. There was a young boy named David. He was the youngest of the seven brothers. He used to tend his father's flock of sheep. While the sheep were grazing on the green hills, David played the harp. Do you know what is a harp? A harp is a musical instrument. He used to prepare new songs on his harp to thank and praise God. David loved and trusted God. One day, while he was playing his harp and tending the flock, one of his brothers came running to him and told him that Samuel, the messenger of God, had come to their house and he wanted to see David. Now, Samuel was sent to find a new king who would be the future king of Israel, because God was not pleased with King Saul. So David was chosen as the new king because he loved and trusted God. So when David came home, Samuel blessed him, put holy oil on his forehead. Since that day, the Lord's power was always with David. On the other hand, King Saul was not keeping well, and his servants thought that beautiful music played by David would cheer him up. It really did, and slowly the king started liking David, and the king's son Jonathan and David became good friends. One day, the enemy of Israel challenged King Saul at a battle. The enemy side had Goliath, a giant. He was a huge man. He was more than 9 feet tall, and it was impossible for anyone to fight him. Goliath challenged the people by saying that the enemy would become their servants if anyone could defeat Goliath. David was not afraid at all. He went out to face Goliath with his sling and 5 round smooth stones picked up from a stream. Goliath laughed on seeing David with a sling and stones. David was not afraid. He ran towards Goliath, fixed a stone in his sling and hurt the giant with it at his forehead. And within seconds, the huge giant fell on the ground in a shower of dust. David ran and stood over him and took the giant's sword out from the sword cover and cut his head. Goliath was dead. King Saul and his army cheered and chased their enemy. The people of Israel blessed David. There was much singing and dancing and great rejoicing. Thus, the story teaches us that one must always overcome fear by having belief and faith in God. With this, we come to the end of discussing the third chapter in literature.